You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. Voters on the Big Island have spoken. They have chosen their next mayor. Former prosecuting attorney Mitch Roth secured 57% of the county's vote to edge out his opponent, businessman Ikaika Marzo. Roth will face a number of challenges, including a battered economy due to COVID-19, a worsening homeless problem, and questions over the use of public land. He spoke with The Conversation's producer, Harrison Patino, about his plan.
Yeah, I think as with everything else, the economy is going to be really difficult. Make sure that we get people back to work safely, dealing with COVID, and then, you know, the budget. Where are we going to be for next year? Not so much the first 6 months, but making the budget for next year, knowing that the state has, I think, about a $2 billion shortfall. What's going to happen as far as some of the state funds that come to the counties?
Well, you've said that unless additional federal funds come in, the county's going to need to seek new revenue sources. So what are your plans to offset this projected shortfall or possibly create new opportunities of revenue?
You know, there's a couple of different things that we can do. You know, Hawaii County has been seen as really anti-business. We need to change that image to something that's more pro-business, allowing people to get their businesses up on a timely fashion. So a lot of that has to do with making sure that the permitting process is working and that people aren't waiting long periods of time and having that knowledge that if they follow the rules, that they're going to be able to get a start. So that's one of the big things that hopefully will get more businesses running. More businesses meaning more people are working, putting food on their tables, and paying their taxes. The other thing that we need to do is we need to do a lot better job of going after grant funds, whether they're earmarked or whether they're competitive funds. We need to have a cadre of grant writers actually going after and being aggressively, going after those funds aggressively. So those are just, you know, a couple of the ideas, making sure that, you know, tourism is going, but also diversifying our economy and looking at things like entrepreneurial accelerators and incubators to help people scale their products to market.
Now, going along with that economic thread, COVID-19 has obviously devastated Hawaii's tourism industry, the Big Island being a big part of that. What strategies are you really hoping to employ in nursing the industry back to health while still keeping health and safety guidelines in place?
Yeah, Hawaii County is actually in a different place than the rest of the state. Our hotels represent 4.4% of our real property taxes that the county collects, and, you know, the property taxes that is the lion's share of our budget. So we have less hotels. Luckily, the hotels that we have are generally of a higher quality, and so we expect those people to be coming back. But we want to make sure that we are using this time as a pause to start making sure that we have more quality tourist experiences, whether that's looking into envirotourism, whether we're looking into cultural tourism, making sure that we're actually showing people what Hawaii should be versus, you know, a watered-down Hawaii. We have a great agricultural diversity here, and, you know, that to agritourism. So we have a couple of different things that we can do there, but also making sure that the experience that tourists have is a quality experience. If people are paying a lot of money, we should be making sure that, you know, they have the resources to have a quality experience here.
Well, it's interesting you bring up that idea of quality over quantity as with regards to tourism, this idea that tourism really isn't everything here, especially in Hawaii. COVID-19 mm-hmm. has really forced the state to rethink everything from existing infrastructure to its main economic drivers. With that in mind, in terms of rethinking infrastructure, what changes in store do you hope to approach as mayor?
Well, you know, on our island, we know that the majority of the money that comes into our island from tourists is going to be on the West Hawaii side. However, infrastructure-wise, we haven't really done a great job of making sure that the infrastructure is up to par. And so maybe a little bit of a different approach looking to West Hawaii to make sure that our infrastructure is up to par. There's a lot of things that we need to look at on that side. And the whole island's infrastructure needs to be brought up. Where we focus will be important. And so in the past, people have seen a lot of focus on the Hilo side, which is the county seat, actually where I live, with very little focus on the Kona side. I think we need to focus around the island, not just necessarily on one side versus the other, but we know that a lot of our tourists are going to come to Kona, so we want to make sure that what they're seeing over there is more quality and better infrastructure.
Now, we've seen the implementation of this Safe Travels program that is trying to bring back tourists from international venues and more tourists from within the country. But there's been some sort of a disagreement among the different mayors of how exactly inter-island quarantine should be handled or testing checks should be handled. What's your sense about how that should be handled on the Big Island?
A lot of the funds that have been used for our testing have come from the CARES Act. And I think everybody goes into a new phase as of December 15th. Then money has to be spent by December 31st, but I think payroll ends on December 15th. So I think we're going to need to really look at and assess what is effective, what's not effective. You know, it's nice that we have the ability to test people when they get here again. I don't know if we're going to have the funds to do that. We're talking to some other sources to see if we can make that happen. But we may have to do a reassessment based on what funds and what our ability is. And that's going to be seen probably after December 15th and whether we get new funding from the federal government or not.
Now, we've seen a sizable chunk of that CARES money go towards helping rehabilitate small businesses that have been affected by the pandemic. And the looming question is what happens when that money runs out. So at the county level, what are some key ways to aid these hurting small businesses that you can identify as mayor?
And I think that goes back to making sure that we change the philosophy of government to a government that helps people thrive and succeed and, you know, rather than just tries to control. A big part of our problem has been in our permitting process. So as businesses try to get up and running, if they're waiting for a permit for, say, a year and they're paying rent in that time, it's difficult for a business to thrive and succeed. So, you know, we want to make some changes there. We want to make sure that the government is actually a partner in trying to help businesses succeed, trying to help people thrive in their lives. And so I think it's really just a different philosophy that we need to take. Wherever there's adversity, there's always an equal or greater opportunity. And I think that we have a lot of great opportunities, and we just need to think a little bit differently. Give an example, dealing with businesses that would like to have meals outdoors. A lot of times the permitting for that is very difficult to get through. I think we need to make those kinds of things happen so people can have restaurants where people are eating, you know, maybe on the sidewalks. We know that it's safer for people to eat outdoors as far as COVID, because outdoors the air is flowing a little bit more freely. We know that sometimes you have businesses, you can't drink alcohol outside. Maybe we need to change some of those rules that allow restaurants to have alcohol kind of outside and maybe put up stanchions where people can do that. So I think we need to look at government to ways that we can help people and businesses thrive.
To that effect, there's been a lot of criticism on the island of Oahu for Mayor Kirk Caldwell for not using a more laser-like approach in doling out safety guidelines and regulations in the case of particularly restaurants and bars. Now, to say nothing of your Oahu County contemporary, do you believe that a laser-like approach is what's needed to deal properly with issues like this?
Being intentional is important in anything that you do. And I see a lot of times in government, the problem that we have is we've always done it that way. And when I hear that, I always want to ask the Dr. Phil question, which is, how's that working for you? And if it's not, you need to change. And oftentimes it will take a laser-like focus to say, okay, why is this not working in this kind of thing? And then go out there and make changes.
So in the previous administration of Mayor Harry Kim, there was something of a hesitance to implement certain restrictions on the Big Island that were seen on other islands. And this hesitance was due to the sheer size of the county and the difficulty in enforcing such regulations. Curfews in particular come to mind. Do you agree with that approach?
My job right now is I'm a prosecuting attorney. And as a prosecuting attorney, one of the things we have to look at is, do we have the elements to prove cases beyond a reasonable doubt? And a lot of the things that have been put out, for example, the mask ordinances and things like that, oftentimes they're very difficult. And so I look at practicality. Can it be done? Can we legally do it? And is it the right thing to do? So just take the one issue of curfews. I think there was a time when curfews made a lot of sense. But we are learning so much about, you know, this disease and what's good and what's not good. You know, things are changing from month to month. And we're definitely in a different place than we were in March, as we're here in November. So a time back, if I was mayor, I probably would have imposed a curfew. At this time, probably not.
Switching gears here, obviously homelessness remains one of the state's key issues. As you're coming into the mayoral seat, what are your plans to address the crisis in your administration?
One of the things that we've seen across the country is housing first is a best practice. We have been trying to get homeless housing for a while. That is starting to happen. We're starting to see that actually take place. The next part of that, we need to make sure we're not just housing people, but we're helping people move from temporary to a more permanent housing situation. Part of that is making sure we have one-stop shops for example, drug treatment or mental health treatment or job training or things like that. and we need to make sure that those are in the same place where the housing is. And so that is one of the things I'm looking at. Homelessness is a symptom of other problems, and one of the bigger problems that we look at is, I'll put it into different categories. We know about adverse childhood experiences, or ACE scores. When people have adverse childhood experiences, if they have a lot of those experiences, they're more likely to be homeless at a later time. They're also more likely to be involved with drug abuse, other kinds of crimes, sex assault, domestic. So we need to address some of those adverse childhood experiences. The number one childhood experience that's going to be an adverse childhood experience in Hawaii County is domestic violence. And so one of the things that we're going to look at doing is seeing how we can work with our nonprofits a little bit better, treat domestic violence as a real community problem versus just a woman's problem. I think for too long, people have seen it as a woman's problem, and it really hasn't got the attention that it needs. Another root cause of homelessness that we're seeing are our veterans are coming out with PTSD and a lack of treatment. We should never have a homeless veteran. Our veterans are the only ones who paid a price for our freedom. It's pretty much a blank check with everything up to and including their life. So we need to do a better job of making sure our veterans are being taken care of and so they're not homeless as well. So homelessness, first stage is housing services, but also to look and be proactive rather than reactive to things that cause homelessness.
Now, on a final note here, obviously as mayor, you're going to be inheriting the very divisive issue of the 30-meter telescope. Now, with COVID-19, that issue has been pushed to the sidelines in some way, but it still remains a controversial topic and likely will for some time in the future in both Hawaii County and the state as a whole. So how are you looking to approach this?
Let me start off by saying I support the 30-meter telescope, and I support astronomy. I believe that they both bring economic and educational opportunities for people of this island. I think they represent the best opportunity to ensure that our keiki are able to raise their keiki on this island. I also understand there are many in the Hawaiian community that have longstanding issues with stewardship of the mountain, which, you know, I think we need to deal with. However, the issue of Mauna Kea and TMT is really a state issue. The governor is in charge of the mountain. The agencies that are in charge of the mountain are all state agencies, not county agencies. And so whether TMT is built or not, it's not going to be a county issue. It will be a decision for the governor and TMT. As mayor, I believe I have a couple of different roles. One is to be an advocate, and the other is to bring people together to have real, open, honest discussions and look for solutions. You know, there's some big issues that we really need to discuss. There's the issues of ahus and eevees that, you know, were destroyed, and we've never really, honestly, have had those discussions. I think we need to address those things so we can move forward.
That was Hawaii County Mayor-elect Mitch Roth. He was talking with the Conversations producer Harrison Patino about the challenges ahead as he prepares to take office.